systems go.
Hello and welcome to episode 2 of Griff Tracks, brought to you by The Jam Hole, free comedy podcast since 2008. I'm Matt.
And I'm BJ.
And this is very exciting. We really enjoyed doing the first Griff Track. It's been a minute, but we're back with number 2. This one will also be available to both Patronus subscribers, as well as on the Griff Tracks page over at thejamhole.com. This will be the last freely available Griff Track. Number 3, and moving forward, you'll have to be a member of the Patronus.
Grift away.
Yep. Grift away into the cold, dead air of the night. All right, what do we got for him today? It's very exciting.
A show called Unexplained.
Okay, The Unexplained, that's on Hulu. You can find it there. We're doing season 1, episode 3, Strange Creatures. Same as last time. You can start the audio when I clap my hands. Start the, sorry. God, I always fuck that up. You're such a fuck up. You're never going to amount to anything in life because you're a fuck up. And you fuck up. And you fuck up. You fuck up. You
breathe. It's okay.
Okay. So what you'll do when I clap my hands, you'll clap your hands and put your hands up and then you wave them like you just don't care. Oh, wait, different show. You're going to start the video on Hulu when I clap my hands. I mean, you'll figure it out. It'll sync up. You'll sync it up. The kitchen sync up. It'll be fine. 3, 2, 1. Wait for it. Let's go.
They fly. They creep. They claw at everything in sight. And some even have a taste.
Women from New Jersey. Join us as we go behind the scenes.
All over the world, legions of cryptozoologists insist that somewhere out there are hundreds of weird, bizarre, nightmarish creatures that hide in the shadows and terrorize small towns. They give them names like Mothman, Chupacabra, the Jersey Devil, and the Goatman. But can they be dismissed as mere figments of the public's overactive imagination? Or could they actually be
real? William's eyes? What the fuck?
That is what
I think I'm more terrified by William's cold, dead stare. Up next on The Unexplained with William Shatner. What a great show.
Eyewitness descriptions of cryptid creatures are as varied as they are vivid. Point Pleasant, West Virginia.
Oh, yeah.
April 1967. Oh, yeah. I remember.
A boyfriend and I decided to pull in off the country road. And I noticed off of my right shoulder, it was a creature.
Make out pass.
And we sat there in awe of what we were looking at. And it came right over in front of the car, and we looked up. And
it's all like Lover's Leap type shit.
Lover's Lane, yeah, it's always so weird shit like that.
Yeah, there's a Lover's Lane in like every town.
Fuck me drive.
Fuck me falls.
2007. Oh, William.
Something was sucking the blood out of my chin.
See, we are talking about sucking.
The first time I saw it, the color of it was
something was choking
different.
My chickens.
The physique of the animal was different. Mm-hmm. It has absolutely no
Have
hair.
Have you seen
on
Jersey
it.
Shore?
And all of these different bizarre features on it.
Well,
what is it?
High Falls, New York. October.
Oh yeah,
2015.
My wife and I were staying at this cabin. There was a stream behind the cabin and a very steep ridge, middle of nowhere. I was exploring the woods behind the cabin, and then I noticed some movement, black, hairy figure. At first I thought it was a black bear, but this figure was much bigger, looked like it was standing upright. At this point in time, I still don't know what it was.
like Cabin in the Woods.
Most people generally have heard
it approached me and it was like, have you taken Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
What they aren't aware of is that there is a whole world of really unusual creatures out there. Lesser known things, many of them quite otherworldly and strange.
Do monsters exist in America?
When it comes to animals that are known as cryptids, there's a huge number of them.
Yeti.
We actually find reports.
God, that the resemblance is uncanny.
Of strange
with
creatures.
The beard and...
For example, one of them being Mothman.
Mothman.
Which is this huge humanoid type figure with backlight wings and fire.
I remember when all of these cryptid thingies
kind of like
were just
Reaper
reserved for like
surfaces. When
those magazines,
are about to happen.
National Enquirer.
Oh,
if you go
Bat
Boy,
to buy at the stand.
Yeah, yeah.
Creatures that
like
look
back
just
in the
like
day.
Something out of Jurassic Park. We're talking about something very much akin to a gigantic lizard or a monitor lizard. The phenomenon of what's become known as the Dark Man in recent years is a genuinely weird, odd one. People talk about seeing these huge bipedal wolves that seem to look like the closest thing you could imagine to a werewolf.
Yeah. Okay.
You have hellhounds or devil dogs that are thought to be omens of death.
I minted both of those NFT projects.
You have
literally
like
killed
the
portfolio.
Visitor.
Thank you.
You have creatures like the skunk ape.
The what?
The skunk ape? Just getting blazed.
To roll that back later to make sure I heard what he said?
That was the goddamn Loch Ness monster trying to get Tree Fitty.
Some of these creatures seem to possess abilities that borderline supernatural, and they have qualities that can harm you. Creatures like the goat man and the Mongolian death worm.
The Mongolian death worm? Bro.
I've got features that could scare you and hurt you too, so.
I heard that.
They terrorize people, cause harm to other animals, they prey on other animals, other essential prey.
That I wouldn't do.
We prey with other animals, okay? Not on. Thank you.
And they exist through all different cultures, all periods of time in history.
So you're telling me people have been retarded since the very beginning.
Evidence that they exist. Skeptics would say that the sightings of all of these cryptid creatures are to be related to some kind of hallucination.
I don't think we said that.
Or psychological projection or whatnot.
When you look at folkloric tales of monsters, sometimes they turn out to be hoaxes.
Dude, looks like
or legends,
Eminem's fucking.
To the point where we're just not able to confirm
uncle,
what they actually
cousin,
were.
I don't know. He's like an old Eminem.
Many people simply make up stories. You can't rule out
this
the
guy with his Maynard tool
people,
hat.
People, for example, are creating some of these colorful legends simply to garner attention or to propagate their own.
Interesting.
Motives.
As a scientist, I don't discount that there are some animal or some creature that's been sighted. There are organisms that we haven't found yet. It probably speaks to the fact that
that they're hiding from us because we're dicks.
With many types of habitats, and it's possible that
we're smarter than us. Staying away from those things.
We tend to think that everything in the world we live in
is ours
because
we peed on it.
Every tree,
it's mine.
Every insect.
See that moose?
Every species
peed on it. It's mine.
Has been photographed.
See that bear? Peed studied, on it. Mine.
Catalog.
See that thing?
But it isn't true.
Didn't get my dick anywhere near that thing. That's
according
yours.
According to mainstream scientists, there are still literally thousands of species that have yet to be discovered. So is it far-fetched to believe that wild, possibly hybrid creatures could exist
wild
out there?
Ones we don't know?
Strange,
yes, definitely. These, probably not.
I mean, shit do
people,
be mutating,
but
you know?
Officially recognized as being
no,
real?
William, no.
While mainstream scientists might
there's
say...
There's a couple I could, you know, maybe.
Cryptozoologists argue that we've already found such an animal. And even have the
photograph... No!
That's a tiger's back.
Bro.
One of the most compelling cryptids
to
investigate is something known as the Tasmanian
liger?
Tiger, or the
is it a liger?
Which were considered legendary or mythological until living specimens were discovered and documented by scientists. This is definitely a known animal. The last verified specimen died off in 1936. However, since that time, there has been thousands of sightings of Tasmanian tigers or thylacines.
So then it's not a folklore. It was there and it's extinct. It's different.
Well,
And there have been some fairly compelling photographs
for
that
now.
Have never been fully explained.
The thylacine was a very weird-looking animal. It looks like a large dog, like a German shepherd.
With tiger stripes.
Okay. What kind of German shepherd y'all got up there?
In its pouch. And it has these stripes.
It's got
down
gang
its head
tats
and neck,
shit.
Which give it sort of like a tiger type appearance. And it could almost open its jaw to about 180 degrees. Kind of like snakes.
Crazy. Crazy.
If someone just saw it running through the woods, they would think it was.
They'd be like, where's Dr. Moreau and why the fuck does this dog have a tiger's ass? What the fuck is happening here?
Can provide
you give that tiger his ass back,
mutations
sir.
And hybridization.
Yeah, amazing is a
just
strong...
having the thylacine as a hybrid increases the possibility that there are other of these hybrids out there lurking in the shadows.
Yeah, they saw what y'all did to the first one. They were like, nope,
exactly.
Check please. We're out. Bye.
The smarter ones are like, ain't seeing these bitches.
Fuck no.
Swim and suck their victims dry of blood.
For money.
Is there similar
no,
photographic
it's
evidence out
no,
there that can help prove their case? There are those who believe the answer is
no.
Yes.
Sorry, they don't.
There are people that believe both.
Yeah,
yes.
That is true. Even more those people.
But I like your jump in there.
I mean, people think the Earth is flat. You know, I don't know what else to
few
tell you.
Few people, I think that.
Well, I'd say it's more than you would think.
But general population wise.
Well, yeah.
Ratio.
August 2007. After purchasing a brood of chickens from a neighboring ranch, Phyllis Canyon makes a series of gruesome discoveries inside her brand new hen house.
I brought the chickens home and I had them for about 2 weeks.
Okay.
And I went outside and one of the chickens was dead.
Okay.
That'll happen.
What makes it unusual? Is the chicken was still laying there.
Okay.
And with the amount of predators that we have in the state of Texas, any predator would have taken the chicken and eaten it.
Maybe your chicken's fucked.
Over the next few weeks, Phyllis collected the remains
got, like,
of
worms and shit.
Of chickens.
They know when to not eat things a lot of the time.
Uh-huh,
like,
that's what I'm saying. Chicken AIDS. Y'all got the chicken AIDS.
Every one of them.
She looked like Sally Jesse Raphael.
Thorax area with feathers missing and what appeared to to be blood on the ground. So that told me then whatever it was not interested
Sally,
in the meat,
Sally,
but interested in the blood.
Oh,
and when I was talking
funny.
To friends and
you gotta do a side by
it,
side with this lady.
Said, oh my gosh,
telling you, Sally Jesse Raphael.
Kill the animal and
remember
suck
her?
The blood.
Chupacabra.
Nah.
To those who claim to have encountered one,
let's go.
It's a fearsome.
Let's
monster.
Go.
Chupacabra. Goat sucker. And it's a really creepy
You want to come chupacabra
like
kind of my weenie?
Does the goat sucker suck the on the goat man?
The goat, the greatest of all time, sucker.
Is a four-legged or quadrupedal animal about the size of a dog, completely hairless.
What the fuck?
With a bluish-gray elephant hide type of
what
covering.
No!
They also display a number of abnormal characteristics.
Oh
oftentimes
God.
Their limbs are disproportionate lengths.
Weird.
If
so
it
very
looks
weird.
Like that, that is
odd,
absolutely possible. Just
animals.
A weird dog that we don't know about.
Certain that what was
I've cloned a monkey with five asses. It's fucking Mephisto, just like fucking around.
A chupacabra.
No,
and
William,
then,
no.
One morning, she got her answer.
Oh my God.
One Saturday morning, I
it's
got
just
a very
nutria.
Early call.
Weird.
7 o'clock. My neighbor rancher called and said, oh my gosh, the strangest animal has been hit and killed in front of the Canyon
what?
Ranch.
Really?
What?
So I got in the truck, drove over there, and I
what?
Brought it back. And I took a 50-pound feed sack and I cut
it
in half and laid it on the ground and I laid the animal on it.
That makes more sense.
To give everybody a perspective of the size of the animal.
Okay.
I have seen mangy coyotes all over
the place. So like when you use a lighter and for the glass.
And no indication at all
that the skin
was infested with any type of skin disorder from mange or anything else. Mm. It just did not have any hair on it at all.
Yummy.
Phyllis sent tissue samples from the dead creature out for analysis. After waiting expectantly for weeks, she was surprised by the results.
So when they called me,
it was a cat.
Said, well, it's coyote.
Oh, coyote!
On the maternal side. It's
coyote ugly,
and
more like it. Hey,
The DNA tests indicating that the animal was a hybrid, essentially, between a Mexican hybrid wolf and a coyote is a little surprising in the fact that those species don't typically hybridize.
They don't be fucking.
You know, it doesn't mean sometimes you don't want to go try something else.
Nature finds a way.
Northern Mexico. Yeah. So it's at least physically possible that they could encounter each other to form hybrids.
Like, the wolf could have been abandoned and they took him in, or vice versa.
Many consider
then they're getting it on once it grows up.
Let's get it on.
Something was not quite adding up.
The mystery of the whole thing was the manner in which every chicken was killed.
Hand me my calculator.
It was suck all the blood out. So we know that it's coyote and Mexican wolf, but neither of those animals suck blood. So even though this animal has that DNA,
interesting.
What is it?
Perhaps
why would
it's
it
the
have
U.S. government. They suck blood. Mount that shit.
He
look
had
at it.
To get
look at those eyes.
A coyote mold.
Fuck.
And a creepy wolf mold, and blend them together to make the hide fit. The tail
it's
is
got a
longer
fat
than a
ass.
Wolf tail
look at
or
that
a
weird
coyote
ass looking
tail.
Thing.
The neck, the ears, everything was so extreme. It took him forever to get it mounted. We had about 13 different specialists from around the world.
Money well spent.
Come and look at it. And to date, they've all left scratching their head like the day they came in.
Weird.
Because they just cannot figure it out.
Weird. That is so weird.
The only higher vertebrate that has evolved to suck blood.
This guy's hat. You're not Maynard. This isn't a tool rehearsal. I mean, come on, man. Come on.
It involves highly specialized characteristics. For example,
having a day right
an anticoagulant in their saliva. And a very, very distinct liver, kidney, digestive system.
Mm-hmm.
So to assume that an animal would simply develop a vampire-like predation pattern would be really unexpected.
Well,
that hat has taught me one thing, and that is to expect the
unexpected. The result of
it's unexplained.
Selection gone wrong.
Unsolved
could this
mysteries
be the result of not natural causes, but man-made ones?
We are fucked, you guys. I'm sorry.
The answer is a disturbing
fucked.
Yes.
Yes, William.
Through the course
yes.
of my research on the Texas chupacabras, I found a direct correlation.
Did you wear that hat?
Sightings on
while you were in Texas
property and elsewhere, and coal burning power plants.
Love it.
Coal-burning power
love
plants,
it.
In fact, emit huge amounts of sulfur dioxide.
Oh, that looks healthy.
And it's okay, studies, now the mutated, like, that makes
fine.
Sense.
It's fine. It's, you guys, it's
it
fine.
Cellular
it's barely
makeup
a
genetic
scratch.
Makeup of laboratory mice.
Merely a
so
flesh
in fact, wound. This pollution could be having a similar effect on these Texas coyotes or other canids.
Canids.
Chemicals in the environment can absolutely cause mutations to animals in the wild.
Okay.
We saw this in Minnesota when a classroom out on a field trip discovered a pond with frogs that had extra legs or missing limbs or body features.
And they were like,
the
let's
position.
Go!
And these were most likely caused by some type of
oh my God.
Contaminant.
They had the best teacher,
there's
the worst teacher
chupacabra that's
ever.
Been reported from parts of
oh
Puerto
my
Rico.
God.
The Puerto Rican chupacabra is described as about 3.5 to 5 feet tall, standing on two legs, fangs, claws, and strangely, a row of spikes.
It's like a dinosaur.
I know. What? So we're not even on the same fucking planet anymore, you guys. Why are they so radically different looking in terms of the Puerto Rican version versus the North American version? Because everybody wants their own fucking thing to be special and be like, look at me. I've got.
It's like a gray in a Halloween costume.
Right? It's a gray who got AI and was making image renders. Of itself. What nature is constructing, oh my god. I'm sorry. We are fucked.
Too. Exactly what mankind could be destroying.
I'm here for it. Really no. Yes. A rare, no.
Nonetheless, disturbing consequence of natural selection.
William. Run amok. Sir.
Perhaps.
Perhaps.
But there are those who believe these monsters. Are actually the products of deliberate experimentation.
How many?
Possible.
Experimentation. How many seasons of this show is there? Because I guarantee he has yet to answer one fucking question that he has asked in all five seasons.
Yet we've to seen answer them all, and one. No.
It hunts in the dark.
I guess it's just unexplainable. Monster, seemingly. Where's my check? Nightmare. And do you validate parking? Thank you.
It walks on two legs like a human.
But has the head, oh, I love it. Of a beast. Love it.
It is a creature
going
so
into
horrifying.
Beast mode.
It is spoken about my ex-wife. Oh yeah.
The goat man.
The goat man. My ex-wife, terrifying. The goat it's man. Have you
striking
met?
Striking that strikes fear in the witnesses, and it's certainly something you would not want to meet in the dark.
No, you got to bring goat sucker there and you'll be good.
Yeah, duh, you guys. Really it's just a puzzle. You don't need Sherlock Holmes here to sort this out.
Human-like creature, but as a goat-like head.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Glowing red eyes. Uh-huh. Huge horns.
Uh-huh.
Looks like the devil. Uh-huh. Very frightening.
Interesting. Did you ever stop to think about the goat man perhaps it was the devil?
Reportedly resembles the Christian devil.
Oh, interesting.
It's half man.
Interesting.
It's half goat.
Half titties. Do you see those titties?
No.
Titties there. Look at this fuck.
Tales of this grotesque creature.
Hey, Fruit Loop. Down in front.
Particularly in and around suburban Maryland.
Oh yeah.
It all started following a
I remember it fondly.
That took place in a small town of Bowie in October of 1971.
Oh, fuck. What a shit show.
A young teenage girl was having a sleepover with some of her friends.
Okay. Who was that?
They looked out the window, and to their horror, they saw this strange, hairy creature skulking outside. Around outside.
Cool.
It scurried into the woods. A few days later, their new puppy went missing. Eventually, it was discovered along the railroad tracks. It had been decapitated and ripped apart.
That's a shame.
Skeptics claim it was just run over by a train. Others believe it was killed by the goat man.
I'm so confused.
The dog, it ran away.
Usually these kinds of stories of creatures have some starting point. For the goat man in 1971, everybody got hysterical and started reporting it.
Because goats are crazy.
This case really spawned
now imagine
terror
a man
in the entire community.
That is a goat.
The fever reached a pitch when some teenagers thought they had the goat man trapped.
Oh, you ain't trapping no goat,
so
man. I'm sorry.
Scared of the goat man during those initial sightings. A posse of teenagers had actually closed off an entire road and claimed that they had captured the animal. And when police arrived, whatever it was that they had cornered had escaped.
See, this is why if it exists, it doesn't come around us because all we want to do is capture and fucking be douchebags to it.
Y'all keep like shooting harpoons at me. Like,
why would I want to come out and meet you?
That makes sense.
It defies understanding. However, people have been seeing this creature for decades.
Have they, though?
Some cryptozoologists suggested that possibly it was the creation of some sort of secret lab and that some experiments are being going on.
Yeah, Occam's Razor says spot on, bro.
That same secret lab.
And as far-fetched as that may seem,
doesn't seem very far-fetched to me.
Do you think it likes to play fetch? Wait, is this the dog one?
The head and forelimbs of a small dog.
Do you think that dog wants to play fetch? Damn it. I fucked that one up.
The Russian scientist Vladimir Demikhov was something of a pioneer of organ transplant.
Oh, God.
In the 1950s
organ transplants?
Two dogs.
That's rough.
He and his team actually went through a series of cat dog surgeries to try to accomplish this.
Remember cat dog?
Yes, I do.
Fuck yeah.
The head torso of a small dog. Removed it and attached it to the body of a much larger dog.
Fuck so
that it
yeah.
was basically like able to be supported limo. Off of the heart and vessels of the big dog.
Dog limo. What in the actual fuck was that?
Oh my god.
No, I know. I'm just like, wow.
Being that the goat man combines both goat and man makes you think, was it some sort of Frankenstein experiment gone wrong?
Or gone right.
Constructed and built and almost born this way.
Interesting.
It's interesting to note that there's important research going on.
Yes,
to
go on, please.
Something called a chimera, which is
a combination
of two different types of DNA. The way this is performed is to introduce human genetic material into pig embryos.
Yes, yes, put us into the pigs where we belong.
I came to the pigs in us.
Oh, I eat the shit out of some pigs. Bacon. Oh, yeah. Love
bacon,
it.
So
this
ham.
Is kind of the basis for how to create different creatures
bacon,
or mix and match
sausage.
DNA from different species.
Oh, fuck.
A chimera.
Some grounded pork.
Look at a kitty.
DNA from
chimera.
Entirely
its mane
species.
Is just, oh, yeah.
Could
that's
such
a sexy
fabulous,
mane.
Fabulous, baby.
A beast as bizarre.
Ooh, or maybe...
as the goat man.
No, but listen, maybe.
With the recent advances in DNA science, it's not completely implausible
that
some of these creatures are the result of these types of experiments.
What if we took
if the goat man doesn't
a snail? Okay.
Could it be the
if you guys
of some unholy scientific
know this
experiment.
Or not, but we raise snails. What if
not only is such a disturbing
we
notion
cut the head off of one,
but that
and we
has opened
put it on the other
one?
Box,
one that
we had a two-headed snail.
To close. And the monster they cite as proof of their theory is the one that doesn't only walk on two legs, but flies on two wings.
Even better. Even better.
The Mothman.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
Point Pleasant, West Virginia, April 1967.
Let's
Linda
go.
Sigmund and her boyfriend head out for a quiet nighttime drive. Far beyond the city lights, they pull over to do some amateur stargazing.
That's what
After
they told their parents.
Minutes,
some amateur.
They're not alone.
Hey, step, bro.
We got out and Stop. We sat on the car, and we're sitting there talking for a little bit, and I noticed a bright star over to my right. And all of a sudden, it started to get bigger, and it turned bright red. And started to glow, and like it burst through the clouds, and it came right over in front of the car, and we looked up, and the object was so big that we couldn't see the night sky or the stars or anything.
Obviously, I mean...
tried to start the car, and it wouldn't start.
I can't, I'm sorry.
It's
killing me.
And he appeared to be a large... It's
fucking Michael Keaton,
planes.
Birdman. Next!
Was
Space Ghost Coast to Coast. Next!
To be Mothman. His wings were back. He was anywhere between 8 and 9 feet tall. And as we were going around the turn, the Mothman flew and flew into the trees.
Oh, I bet, like that.
What else it could have been?
The Mothman.
You like the reenactments?
Oh, yeah. It's probably my favorite part of the whole thing.
Creature,
I like the sketches.
But if
that, and then I also like to think in my mind that, like, Mr. Shatner is, like, reading these, and he's just like, yeah, I'm not gonna say that. Like, and tell Ken to get a new fucking hat. I'm sick of looking at this dumb shit. Jesus, fuck.
There were dozens or perhaps hundreds of sightings of this creature around the Point Pleasant area, causing a mass hysteria situation.
Oh. Mass hysteria, our favorite
kind. That can
kind.
Spread quickly.
Mm-hmm.
To a misidentification of giant owls or even a crane that is local to the area.
There's all kinds
of other explanations that have been given. But when you interview the people that actually saw and experienced this,
that would be nice.
They're not talking about anything that is conventionally known.
Well, I guess you're worthless then, are you?
They know all the animals in the woods. Most are avid outdoorsmen, hunters, fishermen. They know the difference between an owl and a Mothman-type creature.
Well, that's fucking good. I mean, Jesus, fuck.
Chasing cars at over 100 miles an hour.
First of all, in the 60s, y'all cars didn't go 100 miles an hour, okay? Come on. Let's be real here.
Chasing cars at over 100 miles
I just addressed this, Bill.
If true, then this thing is no owl.
Oh, that's Mr. Shatner to you. All right, Bill, calm down.
There's no animals anywhere on this planet that even resemble a giant man-sized creature with 10-foot wings anywhere. And well, to me, that would lead to the fact that it's definitely not of this world.
Ooh, okay. Now you got
not
my...
of this world.
Now which one?
According to a growing number of mainstream scientists...
Not of this world?
Such
yes.
You mean like Star Trek?
Possible.
Stardate.
In 2018, a fascinating study was published on the DNA of the octopus.
Was it fascinating, though?
Like what happened with this creature
here on Earth? Okay. They can rewrite their own DNA, they can camouflage themselves, and they are considered the most intelligent of all invertebrates. What these researchers concluded was that the DNA of the octopus had traveled here on a comet.
It can move awesome.
In other words, this DNA didn't start off on Earth. It came from somewhere else.
There are many instances of organisms, and particularly extremophiles, that can occur in extremely inhospitable conditions. And there are even cases of organisms like these being able to survive exposure to space. So it's not completely out of the question that something like a microorganism might be able to survive space flight on a comet that was coming to Earth, for example.
One of the most intriguing theories for Mothman is that possibly
we're done talking about Mothman, actually.
And the DNA
if you could
on our planet,
talking about tardigrades now, bro.
We're actually
keep up.
Seeing creatures that ultimately became Mothman.
Do you remember the 1986 movie The Fry? Okay, just
an interstellar. No, I don't. But
saying.
It's okay.
Oh, really?
For the residents of Point Pleasant,
after West this,
Virginia,
we're watching The Fly.
The more pressing question is whether the Mothman.
You are in for a treat, my love.
Or a foe.
Friend or foe?
It's
what do you think?
Right before tragedy.
I'm gonna say friend, only based on the Michael Keaton Birdman character.
On December 15th, 1967, the Silver Bridge,
neutral.
Which spanned from Point Pleasant over to Canoga, Ohio, collapsed.
Okay.
Like you either.
Remember that? We were watching that on another show.
It was the worst bridge disaster in U.S. history.
Yep, so far.
46 people died. I was six when the bridge fell. And I remember at that time there were people
claiming
a large bird flying back and forth, you know, across the river before the bridge fell. The official story is that it was just wear and tear.
Was it though?
Who were killed just didn't really stand a chance.
What's the other show we watched that had that?
There are rumors that the
because they should go watch that if they want.
The time that the bridge
that's the like building acts. That
yeah.
There was
worst fucking
town,
whatever the fucks. Very specific.
For many people.
World's worst whatever the fucks.
Is it building disasters?
Yeah, something like that. Engineering catastrophes. Boom, let's go. Let's go.
And this bridge collapse.
Thank you.
Perhaps
bro, again, with the hat.
Type of premonition or omen of the tragedy.
Can't with this guy.
I would say probably in Point Pleasant it's 50-50. 50% of the people believe that Mothman caused the Silver Bridge tragedy.
Okay.
50% believe that he may have been here as a warning to everyone on guard that something terrible may happen.
Yeah, they scrambled Mothman and they were like, hey, will you let these fucking idiots know their bridge is...
Is it possible?
Okay.
Crypto creatures like Mothman.
Don't call them crypto creatures, please.
Misunderstood.
God damn it.
Even
God damn it.
But if such creatures exist, they would be just as likely to attack us.
You think?
To attack them.
Oh, weird. I wonder why.
As strange and menacing to them as they do.
Well, probably
pretty
not.
I'm sure we started it. If this is real, we started it. I'm going
We'll drop a nuke on the ass. July, we don't give a fuck. No fucks
while
given.
On a fishing trip with his son, construction worker Texas John Huffer captures incredible footage of two giant creatures taking flight.
Oh, yeah.
Film, we see what shit, he's seen mates? He's seen two?
Look at it. Look at it go. And then flying look at it go.
Into the sky, he actually honked his bolt horn to get their attention.
Nice.
That seemed to startle
good,
them.
Good move.
And they flew off out of his sight before he ran out of film.
A lot of people in the field still talk about Huffer's footage because it's so remarkable.
Oh,
the birds
yeah.
are large.
You do that?
You think Huffer was huffing?
Appear to be Huffer? A very unique looking
perhaps.
Animal, particularly in that their tail
perhaps.
Feathers seem larger than any type of raptor that I am personally aware of.
These creatures were gigantic compared to your normal turkey vulture. Whatever they are, they're actually there and they're big.
No, thank you for that.
Fucking
Jesus Christ.
Turkey vultures?
Really stating the obvious.
All right,
there.
Guys, well, that's a wrap.
What kind of bird is it?
What a
and why
tipsy.
Haven't we noticed anything like that?
I'm just kidding. I'm sure he's great.
One of my specialties within the field of cryptozoology is investigating accounts of what are known as thunderbirds.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Thunderbirds are creatures from Native American mythology. And they are essentially giant raptor types of birds, similar to an eagle with a hooked beak, enormous wingspans ranging anywhere from 15 to 20 feet across, basically the size of a small airplane.
20 feet, so like an airplane. Yeah, okay, cool.
We consider them very sacred because they do have the power to take a life.
Okay.
And they also have power to give life. And we see them all over the skies. Many descriptions of the Thunderbird.
Tend to listen when Native Americans talk because they have like a understanding of the earth more
than. They said.
So it depends, I think, too, though.
That's power.
I mean, this like anything in life. It just fucking depends. But yeah, they are generally more in tune with their surroundings.
When these gigantic birds flap their wings, it sounds like thunder in the sky, hence the name Thunderbirds.
Nice.
Oftentimes, the old legends tell of great wars in the Midwest between the Thunderbirds and other creatures.
Makes sense. Like lightning birds?
From Native American folklore.
Sorry, couldn't help it.
Could
not help it.
Supernatural beings actually exist.
What do you think, Bill?
Could they be something that has
put on your thinking caps?
Been considered extinct.
Well, there is always that.
They could be a pterotorn, which is a giant condor-like beast.
Oh, okay.
Existed during the last ice age.
Okay.
We know that they existed at the same time
and
as humans.
How do we know that?
Burials of humans and pterotorns.
Oh, okay.
According to paleontologists, pterotorns had wingspans which measured up to 12 feet wide. They're also believed to have been extinct for at least 10,000 years.
If that is legit, like,
but
that's a massive fucking...
size of the creatures
it's like
John Huffer's
bigger
footage.
Than the cess... or the...
Well, they've found... The they've actually found remains of it. More than one.
Extinction. Oh, fuck yeah.
So that
according
did exist. It's just... it's
fucking
believed to be extinct now.
Yeah. That's
and for
crazy.
Evidence, they point to the rediscovery of a creature...
Creatures were much bigger back then, though.
Creatures did not fuck
not
around back then. And yeah,
but for millions.
Different atmosphere, more what oxygen rich, something
better nutrients.
Oh yeah,
they had a better
less fucking dickhead humans.
Yeah, that too.
Something much larger than normal in their daily catch. It measures 5 feet long, weighs 200 pounds, and is covered with strange silver markings. After careful examination.
That fish could feed a village, like, for a week.
I would not eat that fish.
Neither would I, but you know.
A large saltwater fish that was thought to be extinct for the past 65 million years.
Okay.
It was supposed to have died out with a mass extinction of the dinosaurs and it became a fantastic discovery.
Well, I mean, the gators survived, so.
Living fossil. Yeah, yeah. What strikes me, I think, is being in the water probably.
I think a lot of water creatures probably did survive more than we.
It looks prehistoric. When you see this creature, if you were to catch it on your fishing pole, you would immediately know that it was a relic from the past.
You would immediately throw that shit back before it bit your fucking head off.
And killed in a fisherman's net.
Bye.
Yeah, right? 5 million years. Thing is nasty looking.
And evolution.
Mecha fish.
Why not the teratarns?
It seems very naive to believe that the coelacanth was the only survivor out there.
Okay.
If we discovered one of these creatures thought to be in the realm of folklore, it would change our complete understanding of evolution, science, and the field of what's known and unknown.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Just because the known is known as unknown. Strange creature.
Interesting.
Has not yet been recovered. Why do we assume that eyewitness accounts and even film footage is not enough to convince us that they can and do exist?
Because you gotta have faith,
but are out there.
Baby!
Not only in the skies above our heads.
Tremors!
Deep.
That's. Yeah! Tremors!
Tremors! That movie.
Yes!
That is.
I fucking called that shit. God, I love that shit. So, tonight, movie marathon, The Fly, and Tremors. Wasteland. Let's do it. Almost
completely devoid of. I don't know. We'll talk about it.
Excuse. Oh, okay. I'm getting a little pushback.
Is home to a creature so deadly.
Tremors.
Catching an accidental.
Are you pushing back on The Fly or on Tremors or just on movie this date night with your boyfriend, lover, provider? Anyway.
It appears as if it's lacking a head.
I think I'm pushing on The Flies, but we'll see. Sand,
The Flies. It's The Fly, first of all. And it's a classic.
It can kill its victims in a number of ways.
Oh, yeah.
Mongolian death worm is a hideous looking creature.
Battled those a couple times.
People talked about it for generations. It can shoot out electricity for miles.
And now that's.
Anyone traveling through the desert.
No, sorry. That's Tremors.
Because you can't see it.
Oh, they're using the same. Oh, yeah.
Shoot venom on
rewind
its
it.
Where the
roll it again.
Well, they probably only got so much copyright permission. So,
it's fair use, though. You're like William Shatner reporting the news.
That can spit venom. Or that can electrocute their prey. But to find all these features in one species of animal is highly unusual.
You need
people who live near the Gobi Desert, Mongolia, are deathly afraid of this creature. And actually, there are descriptions given by the Prime Minister of Mongolia saying that this is what the creature looks like.
Weird.
And that it's out there in the Gobi Desert.
Wanted dead or alive. It's like that janky ass fucking.
Has copied the real stories of the Mongolian.
You know who you're missing, though.
Some people say they're scared.
Beetlejuice.
When they see it.
Sandworms.
Yeah.
Right.
People were seeing something.
What the fuck, man? Disappointing, yo. Super disappointing.
Or a cautionary tale of avoiding things that can kill you.
Oh,
in
the desert. If we did that, we would never leave our house. Oh.
That terrified them.
Okay.
They witnessed it killing their friends and loved ones, and they wanted
just
to avoid
all
it.
Mouth. All mouth and fuck you up right here. The whole thing.
Done. Can cause instant
stories
death.
To keep kids from running away. And that's like the concept of it.
If you go outside, the sandworm will get you. Is that legit?
And don't run out into the desert, too far.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Trip to Mongolia.
Oh, so, Bill.
What do you think?
Oh, no,
see, I think that's a lot of the Native American stories, too. Some of them are just like warnings in a sense.
Or are they figments of. Overactive.
What do you think, Bill?
Perhaps mankind is so good
Mr.
at creating
Star
its
Trek.
Own demons
what do you
that they
think? Tell
become
me.
Real.
Tell me,
and
Bill.
We say we want to find them.
Fucking tell me.
But perhaps all we really should do is leave them alone.
That is exactly it. Right there, you summed it up. Leave them alone.
This man needs to retire. Nah, he's cool. All right, well, that was certainly.
Episode 2.
That was certainly something.
Understand.
But what happens when nature...
Thank you.
What'd you think of it?
Thank you.
Did you enjoy that episode? How'd you feel about the cryptids?
Oh, my God. Just, like, thank you. First of all, thank you for sharing that with me today. Thank you all for sharing that chunk of time with us. I hope that's too
late. Hey, it's just a roll of the dice, dude.
No, I know. It's fun. It's fun. See, I'm like literally the worst person to talk to about this stuff because I'm like the skeptic's guide to the universe. And whenever Ben brings up dumb fuck shit like that, I always, because you know, Mr. Novella, Dr. Novella has blogged about it. And I just send him links. He's like, cool, paid pharmaceutical shill. I'm like, yeah, okay, we can't chat. And the earth's flat and Noah built a fucking ark. Cool, bro. Cool. Do you know what these creatures, if they, how do I put this? Do you know what cryptozoology would be called if the creatures were actually real and not made up bullshit? Do you know what it would be called?
It would just be zoology.
Thank you.
Zoologist.
Thank you. All right. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, nobody really knows, I guess. Anything is probable. Or no, anything is plausible, but is it probable? Probably not.
Possible.
Improbable. Highly.
I feel like there's
highly improbable.
Some of them that did exist, but no longer
sure.
do.
For sure. We ate the fuck out of all sorts of crazy shit when we were like colonizing.
When that was the only way to eat.
Oh, good Lord. What
Hunters.
A nightmare. What
Back
a
when
shit.
When we hunted
show.
And gathered.
Yep. All right. Well, I hope you all enjoyed that. Definitely join the Patronus if you want the third one, which we'll be getting together next week, probably. That'll be the only way to listen to it.
Get some more of this.
You like that? You want a little some more of this? You want some of this? Huh?
Tell you where to get it.
We'll
get somewhere.
Plenty more where that came from. Email info@thejamhole.com, thejamhole.com, that's the website. Check it out. Voicemail line for you, 406-204-4687. Bork dropped on the 20th. Was that 2 days ago?
Yeah.
For April 20th. Bork. You can find that at imaginethesmell.org. There's a link to mint it as an NFT if you're into that kind of shit. Or just really go get it off Bandcamp. And if you did happen to mint the NFT and you want the MP3, just hit me up and I'll send it to you. I know playing music NFTs in your car is not exactly like the greatest experience at all. So, you know, there's that. What else? I think that's it. You can check out the last episode of The Jam Hole, which was 834. We recorded on Saturday, so check that out for sure. And what were you saying?
Those emails and phone calls, it'd be cool to get some ideas from you guys, what you might want
for
to hear.
Griff track shows?
Yes.
Okay.
Since
they're
going to be going to the Patronus, I would like your input.
Yeah, definitely. Patronus run. I mean, it's basically the next best thing to a DAO.
Now, I mean, if you're not going to be on the Patronus, don't send an email.
Yeah,
or
because I'll mark it as spam.
Because your opinion does
just
not matter.
I'm kidding. She's kidding. We love you all very much. She's totally kidding. If you need a refill on your emotional support snail prescription, hit us up and we'll get you re-upped. There has been just... love is in the air.
Yeah.
I'll just leave it at that. Love and love darts and all that shit is
There's no love left in the air because it's all been sucked up right up into them.
They just sucked it right out of the room. Sucked it dry. And then they sucked it some more and they sucked it raw. And I'll tell you what, you ever had a radula just clomping down on... All right. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next week.
Peace.
The method coming correct to establish a better connection. No matter the feast, the better the fight, the bigger I'm growing my henchmen. I summon the force to fight all these enemies, killing at my discretion. I'm kicking back, watching, chopping up all these extra pensions. Me and mine, we were raised on that spycraft. Meanwhile, all y'all minting shit that looks like Minecraft. It's a good thing we spent billions on technology that lets these plebs set up decentralized monopolies. This revolution only leads to further destitution. When the drone hands you a grenade, this shit is not illusion. You know we got some nice solutions, absolutely, in the back room with the magical money-making machinery. Trying to learn what we can from these machine elves, taking all these lessons and spin them into free wealth. Singled out the meaningful shit that's done me well. Visualize syncing up lines and freak retail. They pulling out all the stops, hell froze over, and dispatch the last Cointel Pro. The world don't even know when the Cold War made it home. Lack of any credible story thanks to them old pros. And we ain't even drawing the straws. Lighting Molotovs all night long, boss. For the write-off, sign off, violently silent, check the repo. Motherfuckers, we ain't going nowhere till they free dope.
I was supported by Mohammed Salman, by the Saudis. I fought against the Houthis. I was in Fatma, in Saida.
Motherfuckers out here feeling trapped inside an avalanche. Out committing smash and grabs, masquerading saddlebags, blazing hot cattle brands. Waiting on these hashtags, sending satellite telemetry right to my battle axe. I'm swinging left and right, weathering, never seen it coming. Like a female in real life, they never seen her coming. Show me the eyewitness, there ain't no fly mistress. Just rosy palms hanging out with her five sisters. Meanwhile, we out here trying to not die of boredom. Doing technical analysis on Moore's Law, just a short it. It's not that I'm bearish on the tech lore, I'm just not that bullish being onboarded by the board. When AI becomes the lord of war, you better gorge your horde, sorting out disorders. I'm bored, going door to door, it's all nervy turds, it's in your money, bork, feeling like the Swedish chef, feeding all these dork doors. And we ain't even drawing the straws, lighting Molotovs all night long, boss. For the write-off, sign off, violently silent, check the repo. Motherfuckers, we ain't going nowhere till they free dough.
Just got me fucking zappings and the fucking answer in the cunt. For fuck's sake, man. Fucking pissed right off now.
What? Entrance.
You know zap? No, you know zappings. You know zappings? The spicy zap, they call them zap? Z-A-B or something?
No, I don't know what you're talking about. It's like hot wings, though.
Aye, hot wings, aye, from KFC, right? But they're in the box, you know, the big box I bought earlier while I munched all night, yeah? So, I had four zap rings in a box ready just to like nail me last bit right before I fucking go to bed, yeah. And cause I've got a fucking twisted me neck, you know, my neck, I've got a fucking trapped nerve in my neck and I'm in real agony today, like I can't even turn around, so I'm pissed off and I wanna go to bed. And I've just opened my box of zap rings. And then fucking, you know, the micro, now the little micro ants, you know, the tiny, tiny little ants.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's got up like 40 degrees here recently, yeah?
Yeah.
And the rain's not out yet. It's bringing things to life that want to, like, find cover in your house right now, you know? Fuck, bro.
I gotcha.
These little cunts, these tiny little microscopic ants have fucking got in my boxes, our wings on my desk, and fucking they're all our, like, there's about 300 little cunts in the box.
Bro, I'm just imagining you sitting at your desk and feeling fucking
forming
ants all over the place.
I'm forming, I have a dilemma right now. I'm like at crossroads, you know, crossroads, right?
Yeah, no, bro.
I can either try and, like, brush them off. And then pretend I didn't see
it. Fucking just eat them, man. What are you
Wait,
talking about?
Bro, it's Thailand. I don't know where these ants have been, dude. Come on, their little feet could have been anywhere. It's Thailand, man.
Shut the fuck up.
Nah.
Man. Just
nah.
Be a man, eat the ants.
Nah.
What are you talking about?
You are listening to The Jam. The Jam. The Jam. Jamhole.com.